Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. We are up to Sivav, the fourth line on page 150. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Shochach v'lo hirdil b'motzei Shabbos. A person forgot and he did not make Havdol Motzei Shabbos. We saw last night that the Mishnah Berura said in yesterday's Sif that it's lav dafka that he forgot, even if it was on purpose. If for some reason he did not do Havdol on Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil at Sof Yom Shlishi. He could still make Havdalah until the end of Tuesday. V'yesh Omrim She'eno Mavdil Elo Kol Yom Rishon V'lo Yoser. Some say, no, you don't have so late. You only have through Sunday. So the first sheet that says you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to make Havdalah. And the second sheet that says you only have Sunday. V'davka Bori Priagofen V'amalda Ben Kodesh L'chol. But when you're making Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos, you can only make a Bayi Peragothen and the Bracha of Havdalah of Hamad Ben Kodesh L'chol. Aval Al Haner U'Bisamim, but the Bracha on the candle and on the Bisamim Eino Mavarech Elo B'Motzei Shabbos. Those Brachos can only be made on Motzei Shabbos. V'yeshmi Sha'omer, and there is a sheet that says, the Hod Kaimelon To Mavdil, that which we paskin, and we saw this last night as well, that if one ate, he could still make Havdalah, Hani Mili Heicha, the Hivdil Belel Motzoi Shabbos. That's only true if you're making the Havdalah on Motzoi Shabbos after you ate. Aval Im Lo Hivdil Balaila, but if you didn't make Havdalah at night, Kevan She'etam, since you ate, Shuv Eino Mavdil, you can no longer make Havdalah. So that is a Yesh Omrim that says that if you ate, that which you can make Havdalah after eating is only Motzei Shabbos. After Motzei Shabbos, once you ate, you cannot make Havdalah. The Ramah says, V'ha'ikr kisvara harishona, the ikr halacha is like the first shita. The Mishnah Berurah is going to explain that that's going and knocking off the two yesh omrims. Number one, you can make Havdalah till Tuesday. And number two, even if you ate Motzei Shabbos, you can still make Havdalah beyond Motzei Shabbos till Tuesday as well. Umisha misane shlosha yomim ushlosha leilos. One who is fasting for 3 days and three nights in the next week, from Shabbos, the next 3 nights and 3 days, yishma havdala me'achirim, he obviously can't make havdala. For the next 3 days, he can't eat or drink, so he should hear havdala from someone else. Vin ein achirim etzlo, if he has no one near him that can make havdala for him, so yochol lahavdil b'shabbos mi'ba'od yom. It's like we learned earlier, in the case of ones, you're allowed to make havdala even while it is still Shabbos, even earlier in the day on Shabbos. Velishtos, and since his fast didn't start yet, he'd be allowed to drink the wine. Ulekabel achar kacha tainus alav, and then he'll be makabel the tainus after he drinks the wine from the havdala that he made mi'ba'od yom. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton tezayin. The first sheet that says you make Havdalah until Tuesday, the Chol Elu Hashlosh Sheyomim Shayachim Ode Shabbos Haver. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday have a Shaychus, they get their Hashbah from the Shabbos before. Humikan Vahala, and from here and on, from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shayachim Le Shabbos Haba, they're connected to the following Shabbos. Therefore, you have 3 days to make Havdalah that's connected to the previous Shabbos. Even though you are allowed to make Havdalah until Tuesday, L'chatchila, everyone says it's better to make it on Sunday. Number one, the Zrizim Makdim L'mitzos. There's an inyan of Zrizis to make it earlier. And number two, Vigam da'osr lo le'chol kodim she'yadil. You're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah. Kevan de biyadahu l'havdil. Since you have yayin, you're able to make Havdalah, you're not allowed to eat until you make Havdalah, so it's better off making it on Sunday. Kosa b'chidushe Rabbi Kiva Eger b'shem sefer l'shon chachomim. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger b'shem the sefer l'shon chachomim. Devamotzoi yom tov ein l'havdalah tashlumin. This idea, like we just said, the hashpah of Shabbos last 3 days, you have tashlumin of Shabbos, of Havdalah for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's a din in Shabbos. When it comes to Yontif, it has to be Motzai Yontif, there is no tashlumin for Havdalah on Yontif. Did b'Shabbos shayach lomar da'ashloshe yomim rishonim shayachim odo Shabbos shavar? Because by Shabbos, it's shayach to talk about the next 3 days are connected to the previous Shabbos, masha'en kem b'Yontif, which is not true by Yontif. So that is Rikveger b'shem the sefer loshen chachamim umikom makom hagoner Rikveger mitzadei shom. However, Rikveger Eger himself is mitzadei over there. Dechol yom rishon sha'achar yom tov yochol lahavdil ayin shom. Even though he's maskim, you don't have 3 days, but it's not limited to motzei yontif. You also have the next day following yontif as well. And the reason for that, as we're going to see in a moment, is because you make Shabbos the night after Yontif, the next day is connected to that night. So that day, you still have the option of making Havdalah. It's not coming midin tashlumin. And that's the explanation that Mishnah Berurah gives in Zevkot and Yod Zayin, For the second sheet of the Mechaber over here that says that there are those who say you can't make Havdalah till Tuesday, you can only make Havdalah through Sunday. Why through Sunday? So says the Mishabura Yudzayim, they don't hold to this svar, they have tashuma for 3 days, because the 3 days are connected to Shabbos. Ach bayom harishon hatamu, but the reason why you can make Havdalah on Sunday, the hayom holech achar alayla shal motzei Shabbos. Sunday is motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos goes from motzei Shabbos through Sunday, and therefore it's not coming midin tashuma, it's coming midin motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos lasts throughout Sunday. Fine. Then we said that that which you can make Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos, that's only the bracha on the wine and the bracha on the Havdalah, but the ner and the besamim you could only make Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishabur Yudches, Aval HaNer, the birchas al ha'or mishun de b'motzoi Shabbos uzman b'riyasa. As we said many times, the bracha on the ner Motzei Shabbos is because fire was invented in Motzei Shabbos. Val ha'besamim nami. Therefore, you can make a bracha on the ner after Motzei Shabbos, it's a din of Motzei Shabbos, and on the besamim as well. Mishum kidei lahoshiv nefesh ha-koevis b'yitzias neshami yaseira. We make a bracha on besamim because we're smelling the spices because our neshami yaseira is leaving us, so we need to be mechazik ourselves. V'chol zeh lo shach mimotzoi Shabbos v'eil. That's not shach after Motzei Shabbos. You want to be mechazik your nefesh because you're losing your neshami yaseira, so that bracha has to be made when your neshami yaseira leaves, and that's Motzei Shabbos. So the bracha on the ner, the bracha on the besamim is only shayach Motzoi Shabbos. Sivkotin Yutves, the Ramah said, the Iker Shita is, like the Svar Rishon of the first Shita, says the Mishabura of Atarvayo Yesh Omrim Koi. It's going on both Yesh Omrim. Number one, Yesh Omrim that says, only till Sunday. We don't hold like that. We hold till Tuesday. Number two, the second Yesh Omrim that says that if you ate, you could only make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. You can't make it after that. We don't hold like that. If you ate before Havdalah, you can make it Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Now we go to the next point of the Ramah. The Ramah said a funny scenario, but one who's planning on fasting Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for 3 days after Shabbos, so he can't drink the wine. So he said he should hear the Havdalah from someone else. If there's no one else, he can make Havdalah even earlier on the day on Shabbos. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Chav, Shlosha Yomim Vishlosha Leilos, Ayim Ba'achronim Shekosu. Look in the Achronim who write, Dehu Adinim Mis'anish Shnei Yomim Vishnei Leilos. Why does it have to be 3 days and three nights? The same thing is true. You should hear Havdalah from someone else if you are fasting for 2 days and two nights. So Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, Sunday night, Monday, you can make Havdalah. Better to hear Motzei Shabbos from someone else. V'afil yom echav v'leilo. Even if you're only fasting Motzei Shabbos and Sunday, hear it from someone else. After yochel l'kayim mitzvah Havdalah bi'atzmo achar tainis. Even though it's true, if you're fasting 1 day or 2 days, you can make Havdalah on Monday or Tuesday still by yourself. Mikom rokom yoser tov shishma b'motzei Shabbos Havdalah me'achirim. Motzei Shabbos is the time related to your Havdalah, so it's better to hear from someone else than to make it yourself on Monday or Tuesday when you can hear it on Motzei Shabbos. Dekruve avdalter l'Shabbos odiv tvei. It's better to make Havdalah closer to the ending of Shabbos. Now that's a funny line, because there's also an Indian in delaying the ending of Shabbos, and that's why one sheet holds you light near Chanukah Motzei Shabbos before Havdalah. We want to push off the ending of Shabbos, but that's only within Motzei Shabbos. But between Motzei Shabbos and Monday, obviously the closer to Shabbos, the better. And therefore, even though it's true that if you're fasting 1 day or 2 days, you can still make Havdalah after that, it's better to hear a Motzei Shabbos from someone else. Da'oz hu ikur mitzvah Havdalah, that's when the ikur mitzvah of Havdalah is on Motzei Shabbos. So the question is, why does the Ramah say one who's fasting for 3 days and three nights? The din is true if it's 1 day and one night or 2 days and two nights. So Zakta Mishabu in the last line on page 150. The reason why it mentions you're fasting for 3 days is not for the first din that you should hear Havdalah from someone else. It's going on the Seifa, the Be'ein Acherim. When there's no one to hear Havdalah from, Yochol Lahadol Mibodyom, then you can make Havdalah while it is still Shabbos. V'zeu Davka B'Shloshem Yomim. That's only true that you can make Havdalah Mibodyom on Shabbos if you're fasting for 3 days, so there's no chance afterwards to make Havdalah. You have no choice, so you make Havdalah on Shabbos. The Yavur Hazman, because then the time is going to pass by the time your fasts are over. V'lo Yuchel L'Kayim Havdalah Klal, you won't be able to do Havdalah at all. Ma She'en Kim B'Shnei Yomim. which is not the case if you're only fasting for 2 days and two nights, de lo yavur azman. If you wait till after your tainus to make havdalah, this man didn't pass. So then, tov yoser sheyamtin v'yavdil besov shnei yomim mishiyadim bodyom. Then it's better to wait till Tuesday to make havdalah, rather than making havdalah before Shabbos really ends, while it's mibodyom. So that's why it says you're fasting for 3 days, for that din of the seifa, when you're making it on Shabbos, that should only be done if you're fasting for 3 days. But the reisha that you should better hear from someone else, Moshe Shabbos, is true whether you're fasting 3 days, 2 days, or even 1 day. If you can't chat Motze Shabbos yourself, or at least Sunday, then you for sure should hear it from someone else, Motze Shabbos. Sivkoton Chof Aleph, we're on page Ayin Vav, third line, Yishma Avdol Me'achirim. You're fasting for 3 days, the Ramo said, hear Avdol from someone else. V'hu Adin D'yocho L'Havdil Ba'atzmo. Another Eitzah is, you can make the Havdol yourself, V'yitein L'Achayim Lishtos. You just can't drink, so you can make Avdol, give someone else a drink, like we learned earlier in Simon Reish, Ayin Beis, Siv Tes, Lagabi Kiddush. Ach, however, Hamagin Avram Shadi Bazesham Narga. The Magin Avram over there throws an axe into this idea. Dezeh Eino Mutter Ragdafka Keshacherim Beatzman Ein Yodim Levarich. Magid Avram says you can only make Kiddush and Hu Adin Avdallah for someone else and them drink the wine if you're not going to be drinking if they don't know how to make the brach themselves. And therefore the Eitzah of the Mechaber is better. It's better to hear Avdallah from someone else. That always works rather than you making Avdallah and having someone else drink on your Avdallah. That's already not so pasha. The Magid Avram doesn't like that idea. So you're fasting for 3 days. You have no one to make Havdalah for you, so make Havdalah mibod yom on Shabbos. Hainu achar plag mincha. After plag, v'yispalal gamkein marav mikodem, you should daven marav also first, k'dala el. The simin reitz adi gimel, so gimel like we saw a little while ago. You daven marav, you make Havdalah while it is still day. Of course, you don't do malacha. V'afilu hachi mutter lechov lishos achakach. So even though you're fasting 3 days after Shabbos, and you ended Shabbos, but you didn't really end Shabbos because it's still Shabbos. So you had this heter of making Havdol and davening Marav Mibod Yom after Plag. But Lemaisa, it is still Shabbos and therefore you would still be allowed to eat and drink afterwards. V'lo Amrinan, and we do not say, Tekevan da'avdil kfar kibel olav es ha'tainis v'asul b'shtia. We don't say, since you made Havdolah, that's already you makabel the tainis and you can't drink. Mishum de'ikra tainis eino mach maschova. Because this tainis that we're discussing over here is not because of a chiyuv. Like Tisha B'Av, Elo Mach Mas Nidro. This tainus is only because of your neder, not like Tisha B'Av. Look at Lamed Gimel and the Shaar Tzion. What would be the difference by Tisha B'Av? The Bo Ein Yochol Hadil Mibod Yom. Kishachal Tisha B'Av Yom Aleph. If Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, so why are we making Havdalah Motze Tisha B'Av on Sunday night? Maybe we should make Havdalah earlier on Shabbos. Zok the Shaar Tzion, you can't make Havdalah Mibod Yom on Shabbos for Tisha B'Av that falls on Sunday. The Iyavdil Yeh Oser Lelishtos. Once you make Havdalah Mibod Yom on Shabbos, you would be forbidden from drinking the Nechshav Ke Kabbalah. When there's a fast that's a Chiyuv on Sunday, so then if you made Havdalah early, which you are allowed to do, but then you're locked into the Tainus. So not a good idea to take this Eitzah and make Havdalah earlier on Shabbos, while you still have time theoretically to eat, because then your Tainus already starts. But in this case, where you just have a neder to fast for 3 days after Shabbos, so then you can make Havdalah Mibod Yom, and you still are allowed to eat. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. When it comes to a neder, we go after the way people normally speak. And the way people speak, after you make Havdalah, when it's light outside, it's still called day. The fast only starts when the night starts. And maybe, even when it's Bein Hashmashos, when Shkia comes, that's already a Safek Laila, maybe the fast starts then. Certainly not after Plag, certainly not before Shkia. And the same thing is true of a person's Mekabel, a Tainus on himself, for a night and then a day during the week. Gam kein ein chol olav chovas tainis mibod yom. The fast does not start while it is still day. Af shekfar espel arvis. Even for some reason, he dav mar at the plug, the fast does not start. Because belosha from the other, when you say you're fasting a night, it means, for sure, b'tesek ol chavim, maybe by shkia, but certainly not by plug. Sivkotan chav gimel ula kabel acharkach. So the Ramah said, you make havdalah mibod yom, and then you're mekabel the tainus afterwards. What do you mean you're mekabel the tainus afterwards? You have to mekabel the tainus at mincha. So zok the mishabura, Eina kavona shiakabel tainus mamish. The Ramah here doesn't mean then you makabel the tainus. Really, like the regular normal way. You already were makabel the tainus by Shabbos Mincha. Remember here, you daven Marif and did Abdullah. See, Avis daven Mincha before. You had to have been makabel the tainus at Mincha. Kederach kol tainus, like every other fish, it's tzara kabbalah b'mincha shalafani, it's b'mokabal tainus in the mincha before. V'i mairi sheyesh olav neder mikfar lisanos kol shloshi yomim sh'achar Shabbos. And if we're dealing where you have a neder on you already that should be 3 days of fasting at the Shabbos, gamkein ain't tzarech ato kabbalah tainus klal. You also don't need over here now motzei Shabbos a kabbalah tainus at all. Ela ratzalomer, what it means to say in the Ramah is, sheyakabal achar kach bedaito, you should be makabal afterwards in your mind, sheyas that you want to start fasting now. You're not being makabel tainus. Makabel tainus, you did a mincha. It just means you're starting to fast. Make havdalah, drink the wine, and start fasting. Doesn't mean a real kabbalah's tainus that we do at mincha. That was done already. It just means start your fasting. V'ayim b'bir halacha. There's a very geshmaka point in the bir halacha, but I'd like to do sif zayin, and then we'll come back to a bir halacha, a very geshmaka question that he asked. Let's first do sif zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Hamavdil al Hayayin al Shulchano. So Motzei Shabbos we make Havdalah, and Motzei Shabbos we have a mitzvah of Lava Malka that we'll see shortly. So a person is making Havdalah by the table, ready to eat Lava Malka afterwards. Afilu Hivdil Kodem Shenota Yodav. Even if he made the Havdalah before he washed his hands from Lava Malka, Potir Hayayin Shabbosoch HaMazom. The Bari Paragafen on the Havdalah before his Malav Malka will cover any wine that he will have during the Malav Malka, just like Kiddush. You make Kiddush before the Suda, the Hagafen of the Kiddush covers the wine during the Suda. So the Hagafen on the wine before Havdalah, but before the Suda of Malav Malka at Havdalah covers the wine that you can have during the Suda. She'eino tzarech levarach alav, you won't have to make a new brach on the wine you're having during your Malav Malka. That is Shita number one. V'yesh omim de lo potar ele imke notal yodav kodem shehivdil. Some say no. Havdalah is not connected to Mlav Malka like Kiddush is connected to the Suda. Kiddush has to be Mokum Suda. Kiddush is part of the Suda. Havdalah is not part of Mlav Malka. And therefore, unless you washed first, then made Havdalah, then made Hamotzi, only then will the bracha on the Yayin of Havdalah cover the wine you have during Mlav Malka. Vim hivdil tchila. But the Ramah continues, as we'll see in the Mishabur, it continues this Yesh Omrim. But if you made Havdalah before you washed, Tzarech Levarech Acharav Bracha Mein Shalosh, then you not only have to make a new Bayit Bragafen during Malav Malka, you also have to make an Alagefen on the wine that you had at Havdalah before you washed, according to the second Shita. So two Shitas. One Shita says you make Havdalah before Malav Malka by the table, before you washed, and that Bayit Bragafen will cover any wine you're having during the Suda. The other Shita says no, only if you washed first, made Havdalah, started your Suda, then the bracha on the wine of the Havdalah will cover your Suda. But if you made Havdalah first and then you washed, you need a Al HaGefen on the wine you had during Havdalah, and a new Bayit Bragafen on the wine you're going to have during Mlav Malka. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Havdalah. Al Shulchano, what does that mean, Al Shulchano? Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean literally that you're making Havdalah right by the table, you're eating Lav Malka. V'lo b'lemait el cheder acher. It's just coming to exclude that you're not making Havdalah in room A and going to eat Lav Malka in room B. Disham have Havdalah midi acherini, because their Havdalah has no connection, it's a totally separate thing than your Suda. Ava ba'oso cheder choshev al Shulchano. If you're making Havdalah in the room that you're going to eat Lav Malka, that's called and considered Al Shulchano. Because you're having in mind, you're making Havdalah in this room, that at your Suda afterwards, you're going to be drinking wine in this room, then it's connected. So it's Lav Dafka Al Shulchano, it just means that you are in the same room. Second Shita said, it's not true. The Agafen of the Havdalah does not cover the wine during the Suda. Ela im kein otal yodav. Shenetilas yadayim hi ascholas kviyas asuda. Washing your hands, that's the beginning of the kviyas suda. V'shaychel asuda, and that connects you to the suda. V'hod v'mutter lahavdil v'lo choshev hesek b'netilah hamotzi. Everyone's thinking, what do you mean? You wash first, you make it al netilas yadayim, now you're making Havdalah, then you make a motzi, that's a hesek. So I am besiming Kufa and Dalba Magen Avram Sivkot and Vav. Note 28 reminds us what the Magen Avram writes over there. Shekevan she'eno rashai lecho kodem Havdalah. You washed, but since you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah, v'daito lecho miyad, and your intention is to eat right away, ein ha'avdalah nechsheves k'hesach adas. The Havdalah is not considered a change of your mindset It's all going towards your suda. You washed, and now you're getting ready for the suda by making adala. It enables you to eat, so it's not considered a hefsik, says the Magen Avram. This is going in the Ramah that said if you made adala first, you need a bracha achrona. Like we said before, this Ramah is the ending off of the sheet of the Yesh Omrim that the Mechaber brought down. This Sviraluh, this Shita holds, the Masha Hivdil Kodem Anatila, that which you made Adala before you wash your hands, Afal Pi Shehu Al Shulchano, even though it's by the table or in the room, Eino Shayach L'Mash Yishet Toch HaMozon Achakach, it's not connected to the wine that you're going to drink during your Malav Malka afterwards. Umishumhachi Tzorach Levarech Mechadash Toch HaSudal Yayin, and therefore you have to make a new bracha on the wine you want to have during the Suda. V'alkein Chayv Levarech Bracha Achrona Kodem HaSuda, and therefore you have to make an alagefen on the wine that you ate before. V'la halacha, bottom line, halacha l'maisa, vada yesh lisok safik brachos lahokil. As we know, we always pass in safik brachos lahokil, upotter mi bracha achrona. If you make havdalah in the room that you're about to have lav malkin, you do not need to make a bracha achrona after the havdalah. Ubisok hasuda gamkein potter levarach al yayin. And you also will not make a bracha, a boy pragofen, during your suda. Kideya harishona like the fershita, that is the end of Sef Zayin. I'd like to go to a Geshmaka question the Beralocha points out. Again, we're on page Ayin Vav. But we're going to start 8 lines up from the bottom in the Beralocha. So the case over here is Rosh Hashanah's Tuesday. You were makabel on yourself to fast, and there is an inyan to fast days before Rosh Hashanah to make up for the days in Aseret Yemei Teshuvah you're not allowed to fast. So you're planning on fasting Sunday, Monday. So Shabbos ends, so wine is usher to you. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday's Rosh Hashanah. So says the Bir Halacha, Misha misana beis yom ubeis leilos called him Rosh Hashanah. V'lo hayalo b'motzei Shabbos m'milish shmo avdolah. You had no one to hear avdolah from motzei Shabbos. And you couldn't make avdolah yourself because you couldn't drink the wine. Dim hayalo. Because if you had someone to hear avdolah from, das achronim d'tov yosar lasos kach. As we pointed out, it would have been better to hear avdolah from someone else. You were not able to hear avdolah motzei Shabbos. Umavdil b'leil gimel. So you fasted Motzei Shabbos Sunday, Sunday night Monday. So now Monday night, which was Rosh Hashanah, that's when you want to make Havdalah, because you didn't chapen Motzei Shabbos. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. Ve'era bo Rosh Hashanah, now it's Rosh Hashanah. Kosav Magen Avram, diyasa Havdalah al kos echad. You should make Havdalah on one kos. Ve'kiddush al kos acher. Kiddush on another kos, like we discussed last night. Ve'lo yasa shneim al kos echad. Don't make them both on one kos. Ein osen mitzvos chavilos chavilos. De'ein omrim shtei kedushas al kos echad ela b'yom tashachah b'motzoi Shabbos. Only when yontif falls motzoi Shabbos, the tarvayo chademilsi, where the two things that really come together, yak nahaz, then we use one kos. But over here, in this case, you're making Abdullah from Shabbos, which was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and now you're making Kiddush Rosh Hashanah, two separate kosos. Ayin shom sheherich od b'inyin zeh. Look in the Magen Avraham who speaks at length about this. Says the Bialacha, Ulanias Daiti Yesh La'ayin Be'ikir Ha'inya Tuva. Says the Chavetz Chaim, my humble opinion, this needs great investigation. Im Yochol Ata Lasos Havdalah. Really? You're going to make Havdalah on Rosh Hashanah Monday night for Shabbos that ended 2 days ago? Deheich Yisayim Ata Babrocha Madil Ben Kodesh L'chol. How exactly are you saying Havdalah Hamadil Ben Kodesh L'chol Acharei Sha'atu Kodesh? It's Rosh Hashanah. Hamadah Mekodesh L'chol is Motzei Shabbos. It's Sunday. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. You're going to say the words Hamadah Mekodesh L'chol? Aye, maybe you'll say Hamadah Mekodesh L'kodesh. Ulesayim Ata Mekodesh L'kodesh Gadim Keim L'Oli Tochen. That also makes no sense. Kemo B'yomto Shechab Motzei Shabbos. Like we normally say Hamadah Mekodesh L'kodesh is Yontef Efoz Motzei Shabbos. That also makes no sense over here. Acharei Shezo Havdolah Hu Al Shal Yemei Achol. This is Havdolah from Shabbos that went into Chol. So how are you saying Hamadah Mekodesh L'kodesh? Now it's Kodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. But you can't say Hamadah Mekodesh L'kodesh. You can't say Hamadah Mekodesh L'chol. Ukemo Daminim B'gemar, like the Gemara says, De'ein lahavdil rak ad yom gimel. Like we discussed, you can only make havdalah through Tuesday. Mishum di'achar kach kvar over ha'shabbos kodesh over. Once Tuesday passed, the last Shabbos is done. V'su mikri yom adekame Shabbos adelabo. Once you get to Wednesday, that's already connected to the Shabbos that's coming. V'alkein, and therefore, ein lomer hamadu ben kodesh l'chol. You can't say on Wednesday, for last Shabbos, hamadu ben kodesh l'chol. Dekvar over HaKodesh, the Kiddush is done. The Kedusha lasts through Tuesday. On Wednesday, you can't say for last Shabbos, Hamadu Ben Kodesh L'chol. V'im Kein, and if so, says the Chavetz Chaim, Hachanami Bin Yaneinu. So too in our case, you're making Havdalah on Monday night, which is Rosh Hashanah, for Shabbos that passed, Eich Yomar Hamadu Ben Kodesh L'chol. How could you say Hamadu Ben Kodesh L'chol? Kevin Da'atu Kodesh, now it's Kodesh. Ukvar Ovri Yimei Achol, the days of week are done. They passed, it was Sunday, Monday, now it's already Yontif. Vitzorich Ian Godel. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Tzorich Ian Godel, what are you talking about? How could you make Havdalah on Monday night, which is Tuesday? Normally it's allowed, but if that's Rosh Hashanah, so how could you do it? So Fratah Chavetz Chaim, how is the Magen Avraham saying over here, Yaseh Havdalah on one coast and Kiddush on another coast? How exactly are you making Havdalah? What's your bracha? You can't say Amadal B'Kodesh L'Chol. You can't say Amadal B'Kodesh L'Kodesh. Maybe you say Amadal B'Chol L'Kodesh. There's nothing to say. Tzorich Yin Godel. What the Magen Avraham is talking about, that you're still able to make Havdalah on Rosh Hashanah for last Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah is Monday night. We'll stop here and continue Mirtz Hashem next time with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.